Good morning. The time is 9:36. It is June 27th. And my name is Grady.
My name is Razor, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
Portland's biggest concert of the summer is tomorrow over at Providence Park. An expected 31,000 fans from around the world are coming to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll perform. This is the third time in the past 2 years our major soccer stadium has been transformed into a concert venue, and the surrounding area of the stadium gets crazy with that many people. So concert goers are encouraged to take TriMet. TriMet is offering free rides to anyone with a ticket for tomorrow's concert.
Two historical buildings at PSU are getting ready to be demolished, but local advocates are fighting against the rebuild of the historical building. Thanks to reports at Coin 6 News, the executive director of the Architectural Heritage Center, Heather Flint-Chatto, has undertaken the role to save the historic Blackstone Apartments and Montgomery Court Residence Hall from demolition. Along with that, a petition was made and so far has over 1,000 signatures.
And really try to support the city to be mindful of where we've been so that we can chart our course going forward.
However, PSU plans to tear down the buildings this fall so they can comfortably fit 550 people in, and the construction is dated to finish in 2028.
Oregon residents may be paying a little less for their utility bills in the future. Thanks to new actions from state lawmakers, Oregon lawmakers have passed legislation that aims to make utility bills more affordable, lead to fewer rate increases, and prohibited rate hikes in the winter when families already struggle with higher bills. Oregon Live reports the bill limits how often utilities can ask for rate increases and would spread out the rate increases requests every other 3 years by 2027. The state's largest for-profit utilities have filled rate increase requests nearly every year since 2020. The move comes after PGE imposes some of its highest rate hikes in recent years.
It is still Pride Month, and Portland's LGBTQ working professionals came together for their annual PDX, LGBTQ+, and Allies Professional Networking Hour in celebration of Pride Month. A live band was there performing music, while local drag queens brought more energy, entertainment, and everything. The event was put together by Stefan Rambove, the PDX, LGBTQ+, and Allies Professional Networking Hour founder. With reports from Coin6, they mentioned there were over 150 attendees.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Grady.
And I'm Razor. We're back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. For youth entering the job market for the first time, knowing what an employer expects is crucial.
I need somebody who has the ability to follow through, to say they're going to do an interview, come to the interview, complete the interview, and that helps us make a determination.
Lonnie Martinez of the Oregon Employment Department says first impressions are also important, so make sure you dress appropriately for that interview. Martinez says getting that first job comes down many times to meeting just a few basic expectations.
Showing up on time, making sure that their first impression is a good impression, and their stick-to-itness. You say you're going to do an interview, you say you're going to show up on time, let's make sure you do that.
Your Career, Your Choice is a service of WorkSource Oregon. For more information on how WorkSource Oregon can help you get your career started, go to our website at workinginoregon.org or visit the WorkSource Oregon Center nearest you.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the executive director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Portland weather. forecast for today is partly sunny with a high of 72 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy weather with an overnight low of 56 degrees. Tomorrow, it's going to start becoming sunny with a high of 76 degrees. Right now, we have some overcast and 57 degrees in Vancouver. We have cloudy weather, 61 degrees in Hillsborough, and we have light drizzle and 57 degrees in the Rose City. To celebrate Lorde's new album that dropped today, I'm playing 400 Lux by Lorde. Thank you for listening to Summer Sound on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM.